Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now and what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. Now here's the trick with KiwiSaver. We always talk about how you can use it for your first home or for retirement, but that's not actually all of it. There are lots of little edge cases where you might be able to get into your KiwiSaver a bit earlier. It's a little fuzzy sometimes on what the rules are, except for that, they're pretty strict. So, this week we've partnered up with AMP, who's kindly lent us their expert, Devin Whalen. He's a client advisor, and we're talking about when you can crack into your KiwiSaver a little early, and whether that's good or bad.
Wealth manager and KiwiSaver provider AMP puts its values, well-being, sustainability, and aspiration at the heart of everything they do. They believe in more than just protecting the environment. They're committed to building a thriving community and a sustainable future. AMP's investment philosophy focuses on sustainable, long-term growth, helping Kiwis achieve financial security. With a low-cost, diversified approach, they're making sure your investments perform well while supporting a healthier planet. Discover how AMP is making a difference for you and future generations. Visit amp.co.nz today.
Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi.
So, hi, Devin. Welcome back. People loved you last time, so I thought we got to bring you back. And frankly, let's have another little giggle through the investing world.
Absolutely.
So, let's start with the big ones, right? I mean, the two biggest, most obvious times that you can get your sticky fingers on your cash, that's when you are buying your first home or retiring, you've hit 65. That's right. That's the two biggest times you'd get into your KiwiSaver.
Absolutely. And it's a bit of a topic because some people believe obviously you shouldn't be able to get the funds out for your first home. It is for retirement. So it is quite a big topic that, first of all, whether you should get it out for your first home or if you should wait for retirement.
Yeah, it is that interesting one, isn't it? Because I know I've done that way back where it's debated whether you should crack into your retirement savings for your first home. But the other side of it is, how else does anyone afford that first home deposit these days, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Having your own home is really important for retirement too.
It is. And you've got the bank of mum and dad, but not everyone has that. So KiwiSaver for a lot of people is potentially the only way they can get a first home.
The other thing, of course, is you don't actually have to take it out even when you hit 65, right? I mean, you can sort of leave it ticking along there if you want to have this little investment nest egg still going.
For a lot of people, retirement is still, you still need to last. Those funds may need to last another 10, 20, 30 years. So if you keep them invested, obviously, you'll see those investment gains or losses. And it's a big thing of making sure that once you do get into retirement, you are having the right funds so that, your retirement savings can last a long time. So it's also important to make sure you're in the right fund in retirement as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I think that might be one where we could talk a whole episode in future. So for anyone who's listening, if you're keen on that and whether or not you actually want to take your KiwiSaver out when you hit 65, we can talk about that. Let me know if that's a future episode. But for now, I want to jump back into, because there's been so many people messaging me about, when can I actually access it? Because there's all these little gray areas. We all know about the first time in retirement, but there's gray areas of other situations when you might be able to get your hands on the money. So we're going to jump into those for this episode. It feels like half of my friendship group is moving to Australia recently. Everyone's going. So when you're moving, can you spend your KiwiSaver? Can you get into it? Can you move it? What are the guidelines there? Does it change depending on which country you're moving to? What's the rules?
All right, you've started with the tricky one. So I guess the big thing, a lot of people moving crossing the ditch. And it's really tricky because you've got some people who are moving to Australia. You've then got some people that are moving to other countries. So Australia and New Zealand, simple one. Basically, you've got the rules that you can transfer your KiwiSaver into an Australian super, but you can't crack it open, okay? So it goes over into an Australian super. There's only a few of them that accept it. So that another tricky part is actually just finding an Australian superannuation plan that's willing to actually accept those funds. All right. So some people, you know, still have the plans of moving back to New Zealand. So you could keep it in New Zealand or you could move it into the Australian superannuation plan, but you're not getting your hands on it. Those funds are locked in.
Ooh, okay. So if they don't, I didn't know that not all Australian supers accepted them. That's tricky. Is there a way that you can find them, or it's if you are planning to move it, should you talk to your KiwiSaver provider to say, can you help me out? Like, how do you manage that?
So this is a really tricky part. So it's going to be your KiwiSaver provider that's going to complete the transfer. So you will need the transfer forms from your New Zealand provider. When it comes to the Australian side, oh, you've got two options. You can call your Australian provider and see if they will accept the funds. Or you're probably going to have to jump on Google and see, you know, which providers are actually willing to do it. But again, it's a very small list.
Yeah, good old Google does help a lot. Just give it the old Google crack first. See how far you get. It does at least help to try it.
Absolutely.
And if you're moving to other places, is that different again? Because the old thing, right, is the rule of thumb. If you're not planning on coming back, that can change things, right?
Permanent immigration, excluding Australia. You're moving overseas, no plan on coming back. So once you've been overseas for a year or more, that's when you're able to start the permanent immigration withdrawal. With that, absolutely, you're able to basically take your KiwiSaver funds and get them put into your bank account. One of the big things, though, is you lose the government contributions.
All of them, the ones you've built up until then.
Well, not so much maybe the investment earnings, but the ones that the government have put in, they will actually, they have the ability to claw those back. So it's actually looking at whether or not it's a wise move to do that, depending on how much they've actually contributed over the years.
So potentially leave it here, even if you're staying overseas?
Yeah, absolutely. That could be an option. And I guess that's the hard thing. You know, if these are retirement savings, your KiwiSaver could still stay in New Zealand, still remain invested, and you get those funds out else, you know, later date and still keep the government contributions.
And we all know when those investment earnings are building up over time, beautiful compounding might be worth it. So think about it, team. Think about how many government contributions you've got in there. Okay, this one definitely catches a lot of people out because I know I've talked about it before and people have gotten in touch with me and said, what on earth? What do you mean? So if you unfortunately get a divorce, and I'm sure there's a lot happening in that situation that you're not pleased with, but you could also end up having to crack into your KiwiSaver, right? Not necessarily willingly.
KiwiSaver is an asset, so it does fall under potentially having to be divided. And, you know, we've seen a few cases of that. It's quite a tricky process. So for the people thinking out there that, you know, you can just pretend to get divorced on paper to break into the piggy bank, may not be thinking it's all that easy. One of the big things is for us to be able to do that, you need a court order. So that's working with your lawyers. It's working with the courts to come up with an agreement on how assets need to be split. One of them is KiwiSaver. And then, well, it's really up to what you agree with the courts. Those funds may be paid into the lawyers and then go into your ex-partner's KiwiSaver account. They also may be given to your ex-partner and put into their bank account to make that split or that divorce even.
I would be so salty about that. I mean, there's lots I would be salty about in the divorce. But if I had to hand over half of my KiwiSaver, I'd be like, no.
No, thank you. I've worked hard. And that's, again, it's hard. You've then got your retirement savings going down and you need to build those up again. So it's hard. But at the same time, you know, can you afford to buy your partner out of your home?
Mm.
And if not, maybe that's the route you have to go down just to keep the roof over your head. So it's a really hard topic.
I remember I heard a phrase once of the secret to wealth was same house, same spouse, same car. I do think there's a lot of truth in it.
And then I guess, is it worrying once you start trading in the car, are you then looking to trade in the partner as well? And then the house, it spirals out of control there.
Just stay stable on those three expensive ones.
Yep. Exactly.
Making Sense is proud to partner with AMP, making a difference for you and future generations. Visit amp.co.nz today.
Life is full of ups and downs, so no matter what your everyday looks like, KiwiBank has the products and services to help you manage your money your way. To find out more, head to kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is KiwiBank.
Now, look, there's another slightly scary one, right? But we do have to talk about it. If you're seriously ill.
Yeah.
If something really goes wrong with your health, you might be able to access your KiwiSaver. How ill do you need to be? How serious does this need to be?
Serious illness sort of breaks down into two categories. I'm not sure if you're sort of aware of that. The first one, which people are more probably aware of, is if you've been, if your doctors are saying that you may only be, well, you may be terminal, all right? And terminal really comes down to there's a chance that over the next 12 months, you're most likely going to pass away, all right? So what that basically allows you to do is break into your KiwiSaver funds completely. So it allows you to withdraw the funds, put them into your bank account. You're then able to do what you want with them. And that could be paying off the mortgage, you know, if you've got a spouse, trying to keep them secure. Could also mean just withdrawing those funds and then divvying them out now before you pass away.
Or even hitting the bucket list, right?
Or even hitting the bucket list. Here's me saying, you know, do the financially responsible part, but you're absolutely right. The bucket list is still important. And then you've then got the other side. So the other side of serious illness is where maybe you had an injury that's not going to mean you're going to be terminal. It could be losing limbs. But the overall part of it is you're not able to do the job that you're trained for. And there's potentially, you know, you're never going to be able to do that in the future as well. Okay. And again, there's going to be costs associated with that. If you need to get into a new career, maybe you've had an accident that requires your house to be altered or your a whole lifestyle to change, that's going to require funds. So serious illness also helps in that aspect as well.
And I think as well, when it's quite tough times at the moment, there are the classic hardship withdrawals. The economy isn't great right now, and a lot of people are having to make some tough decisions. So if you're thinking, I feel like I'm in hardship, I would like to access my KiwiSaver, this could really help some things. What counts and what should people think about before applying for a hardship withdrawal?
I guess probably for me and a few people listening, it's first of all, cutting back on all the coffees.
Yeah.
All right. For some people, that may be enough. All right. There are budgeting services out there that are free. So if there's a situation where maybe you feel like maybe a third party just needs to look at your finances and go, okay, this is where you can cut out the expenses, that's probably your first start. When it comes to financial hardship, well, it's a moment in test time, all right? That's the big thing about it. So at the moment, if people have lost their job, if they're still struggling because of the mortgage rates being high, that's when we can look at helping. So it's basically you're not able to meet your minimum living expenses. That's what we think of hardship, okay? When can we help? Well, we can help for a period of over around 13 weeks. Now, that's the moment in time. So if after those 13 weeks, situation hasn't gotten better, you can reapply and then go through another application. And for people that have lost their jobs or going through a period where their bills are higher than what they're bringing in, hardship can help alleviate that. Now, I think one of the big things, though, for people is we're not here to pay your credit card debt fully. All right. Because that's one we get a lot. And I can understand. But what we can do is we can maybe say, well, we might help you with the payments over the next 13 weeks. And that's on the basis that, you know, your current income means that you can't afford that. So we're helping you, you know, be able to actually live, be able to, you know, pay your bills. But it's only for a moment in time and then hopefully things get better.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, the reason that you and I are talking about this, AMP runs many KiwiSaver accounts. So you get to see a lot of what's happening on the front lines, a lot of what's actually going on right now. So with everything we've just talked about, are you seeing these situations crop up? Is there a common one that's coming up? And what would you say, if there is a most common situation, is there anything that you would say to anyone who's dealing with that at the moment?
So I think the one that we're probably seeing a lot at the moment is financial hardships. And that's probably the hardest one, because it means you've exhausted all of your other financial areas, you know, of help, all right? So that may be you're already on the benefit if that you're eligible for that. Or maybe you've even started borrowing from friends or family. So the hardship one at the moment has been a huge one. And a lot of New Zealanders, unfortunately, have been caught out by it, specifically with the mortgage rates being so high. So you've got a lot of people that may have, you know, taken on or bought houses that are a bit more than what they can afford. And those interest rates or those mortgage rates have really hurt. So we're experiencing a lot of that at the moment. And I think there's sort of two main things you can do. Obviously, one of them is really having that chat with your bank or your mortgage broker to see what help they can offer in the short term. And then obviously after that talk, if you're still experiencing hardship, it's reaching out to your provider and actually seeing, you know, what can be available under your KiwiSaver account, what the process is and what you'd actually need to do to alleviate that stress.
I think that's a really important point is I think a lot of people are scared to admit that there's something going wrong to as much to themselves as to anyone else. But this is the whole reason we talk about money here, right? Is when you know more, you can do more. And often if you get in touch with, like you say, the bank a little early, your KiwiSaver provider a little early, the more time that you give them, the less drastic action is often needed. There are often more options available than you might think. So talk to those people early, right? You know, thank you so much. That's Devin Whalen from AMP, of course, giving us the inside word there on what to do with your KiwiSaver, when you can get your mitts on the money in good times and bad, and what the rules are. If you have more questions about this, anything else to do with money, do send them through. Obviously, we've had Devin on before. We had so much feedback from that, and that helped inform this episode. So we can always bring him back, answer more questions in a future episode. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Francis Cook NZ. Send those questions through there. And there's also heaps more money content on there for you too. But most importantly, don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so you get even more tips and tricks with your money. And until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.